you. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about number one. Oh, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's. You can tweet me at Bruce Salin. If you would like, Pastor Drew, our usual guest, is gone this week, finishing up his doctoral work. So it seems only appropriate that we have another doctor as his replacement, Dr. David Surrenda. Dr. David Surrenda is the CEO of the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, the largest retreat center in the U.S. He is also a licensed clinical psychologist who has conducted executive-level organizational consultation and coaching with business, government, education, and health systems for 40 years. Yet, he's only 22 years old. That's just a bad joke. David is the founder of the Graduate School of Holistic Studies at John F. Kennedy University and served as the dean and curriculum director for 9 years. He crafted the first nationally accredited graduate program in holistic health education, a forerunner to the current efforts in integrative health, and currently sits on the board of the Fannie E. Ripple Foundation. David has 3 daughters and 6 grandchildren, and his new book is Safe in the Arms of Love, Deepening the Essential Bond with Your Baby by Lisa Raphael, Gary Malkin, and Dr. David Surrenda. Dr. Surrenda, first, welcome to my show.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Boy, it sounds like I've been busy, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like you've had a life.
Yeah, really.
An accomplished one, and I'm happy to hear it. Please give my listeners and what I would call the Reader's Digest brief description of your book. I'm jumping right in because we don't have a lot of time, and I know you have so much good stuff to offer us.
Absolutely. You know, for me, the experience of having a baby was the most powerful experience of my life. In fact, if I think back on my whole life, when I remember the days of it, it was clearly the top 1 or 2 days of my life. And for everybody, most people, it's either a source of great joy or a source of fear or some combination of them together. And when we became grandparents, we began to see, you know, the power of that moment, because we had perspective and we were looking at our children going through this. And we realize that what happened is, with all the stress of modern life and all the uncertainty, there's just so many ways in which, you know, parents can be not present with their child. And you know, you get taught in graduate school that the earliest years, the first moments of life and the earliest years are the most powerful in terms of shaping who you become. And the question was, how in a techno time like this one, where there's so many distractions and so much going on, how do you really stay present with your child? How do you not get distracted? How do you be able to really make the kind of connection that ensures that they're going to have the kind of emotional and physical development that maximizes their healthiness? And so we began to ask the question, what could we do to that? You can't tell parents to be present, but you could create music. You could create ways that actually drop them into their heart, that allow them to directly connect with their child and to not be as distracted by all the other temptations that come up, that are naturally occurring, because when you have a baby, everybody wants your attention. And then when you go on from it, people are texting you, and people are sending you emails and pictures, and you're shipping all that around. So it's a very easy time to get yourself pulled into something other than the most important thing, which is to directly connect with your child and let them feel your love and attention, and that creates that bonding process. And this is what the book is about, how to maximize the effectiveness of that bonding and connection between yourself and your baby, as both mom and dad.
The irony, of course, is that the subject of our show today is about computer technology and setting your boundaries and limits.
Yeah.
And your book and you, when I spoke to you prior to the show, you had some strong opinions about that.
Yeah, so technology is fantastic. It's one of the most remarkable advances that we can possibly come up with as a culture in terms of enabling certain kinds of being in touch. However, with a baby, the most important touch you can have is actually that touch of bonding. It's the skin-to-skin experience as a dad holding your child. It's the massaging of your baby. It's your working with your child to see, let them experience eye contact directly. You know, it's singing and speaking to your baby in a very direct way, and it's playing with your baby. It's all those kind of very real, non-technological solutions to connection.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to balance that, and it's very hard because, you know, nobody has balance with anything these days, hardly. It's very hard to balance all the distractions that come up with the reality that the baby doesn't care about technology. The baby is just reading the emotional field between mom and dad and mom and themselves and dad and themselves. And so you want to do everything you can as a dad to be able to create the safest, most connected field. And that is not about technology. That is really about that direct presence with your child and really letting them feel your heart, because that's exactly what the baby can do. The baby can feel. It can't understand a technology message.
And you're talking about this this connection taking place pre-birth as well, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, the amazing thing that I learned as I was going through this process of research, you know, the first organ that comes in terms of sensation is actually the ears. They can hear from four months onward in the baby's process. And what's so remarkable about that is that when you actually look at the research about what happens, the music and the sound and the and that a baby hears while they're in utero actually impacts their postpartum experience. So, for example, babies learn and remember both their mother's and father's voice. And babies prefer music that they heard their mom or dad sing while in utero after they're out.
Well, that might explain something, Dr.
Yeah.
Sarenda, which is that my sons probably heard more of Elvis Presley than anything else. So maybe that's why they don't answer when I call them. But if I do a good Elvis imitation, they're right there.
Well, I have to admit, my children heard a lot of Elvis, too. And they laugh with me now at it because they love Elvis and they love the Beatles. And they heard all that stuff when they were in utero.
Well, this music.
They do remember. They really do remember. That's what the research shows.
Well, this music sounds really interesting, and I think it would be really cool for our listeners to hear a little bit. So my producer, Richard Dugan, has pulled a little of it. So let's listen, and you tell us about it afterwards, okay?
I can't believe you're here. The way you fit inside my hands. How you turn to hear my voice. Like you know who I am.
Dr. Sarenda, you have a mighty good voice.
Well, I wish that was me. But that is that first moment of the father encountering the baby and holding it.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, here's that moment where I can't believe you're here. And how you and I had that moment directly. You know, my baby lasted from the tip of my finger to my elbow. And I held her in my hand and I was stunned by that. And it's that tender moment where you really begin to bond and connect and you realize you're going to be with this being the rest of your life.
God willing,
of course.
You know, there's a couple things that are interesting. I haven't had a chance to read your book. I could tell by reading the media about it how interesting it was. But your voice alone is soothing, let alone the music. So it seems you've integrated into your being what you are talking and what you've written about and obviously what you speak about as well. We are almost out of time, believe it or not. So please let our listeners know where they can get your book.
Yeah, the simplest way is www.safeinthearms.com. Safe in the Arms comes from Safe in the Arms of Love, but safeinthearms.com. Or they can call at 415-968-5600. We'd be delighted. We think this is, with 4 million new families in the U.S. each year, this is one of the most important tools they can have to help starting things right. If we get it right from the start, then we think kids will grow up healthy and families will be happier. And I just want to say thank you, Bruce, for giving me the opportunity to speak about this briefly with you.
You're very welcome. By the way, what is the title of your book again? And let's not let the listeners not understand they're also getting a CD of this beautiful music with the book.
There's 9 songs on the book, all of which are original and all of which are designed to be able to relax the heartbeat of the mom and dad and slow down and connect with the baby. The book is called Safe in the Arms of Love, and it's written by Lisa Raffel, my wife, Gary Malkin, and myself, David Sarenda.
It sounds really terrific. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much, Bruce. It was a delight.
Okay, and by the way, just so you know, you can download this segment of the show and use it however you would like to promote your book, and I can tell you about that more off air. It is time for another break. This is Bruce Salen of The Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. We will be right back with Jim Scheinberg and Family Financial Matters.
As tears subside, I find it all so amusing. think